Listener Production.
Hey there, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. A fire in a shed in northern Tasmania has turned to tragedy. A child has died, another seriously injured, and a woman has non-life-threatening injuries after the blaze in Launceston. Inspector Nathan Johnston says inquiries continue.
The matter's still under investigation, so as I said, a report will be completed for the coroner, and the investigation is occurring at this time.
Scott Morrison has been censured in Parliament over his secret ministerial appointments. The motion passed 86 to 50, with Labor getting support from Liberal MP Bridget Archer, the Greens, the entire crossbench, minus Bob Catter. The Attorney General says it's an historic day with a National Anti-Corruption Commission to become a reality. Legislation has been formally approved in federal Parliament to establish the body to investigate corruption within the Commonwealth. The federal government is weighing up a range of options to halve smoking rates within 10 years. Parts of the reforms would include a ban on flavoured cigarettes like menthols, while cigarettes could be manufactured in unattractive colours. Vapes are also said to be better regulated. It's still not known why a helicopter crashed into a Melbourne home earlier today. The pilot is in a stable condition after smashing into the roof. Luckily, there was no one in the home at the time. Andrew Wise from Victoria Police says an investigation continues.
The Air Traffic Safety Bureau have been notified. They'll have primacy in the investigation, and Victoria Police detectives will be assisting them with that investigation.
In sport, today's AFL rookie draft has seen two familiar faces rejoining their clubs. GWS veteran Phil Davis has secured his 14th season, staying on as a rookie player, while Ed Curno will remain a Carlton midfielder for 2023. He was nabbed with the club's first selection. And in cricket, a pair of half centuries as the Aussies take control with the bat on day one of the first summer test against the West Indies over in Perth. Marnus Labuschagne the first to pass 50 before Usman Khawaja raised the bat as well.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.